Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Kobe, Part 2. This drama where Prabhupada is listening at this point to the Mayavadi speak. He's sitting upon his Vyasasan. Sudama says, I wonder how much longer this is going to last, because the Mayavadi sannyasi was speaking in Hindi and we couldn't understand. We were just sitting, following Prabhupada's example, of just sitting with eyes closed, rocking back and forth and chanting japa. Sudama, this was after half an hour of the Mayavadi sannyasi speaking. Sudama, look at Prabhupada. He seems disturbed by something. He's looking all around. Sudama says, Prabhupada is disturbed, isn't he? I say, what's going on? Sudama, what's the Mayavadi saying? And then Prabhupada looks at us from atop the Vyasasana. And then Prabhupada suddenly and strongly says, stop him. We were all shocked and we don't know what to do. Prabhupada looks at us intensely, and then he looks at me right in the eye. Stop him. Start kirtan immediately. We didn't know what to do because Prabhupada said, stop him. We didn't know what we had to do to stop him. And then he said, start kirtan. So we all jump up in the midst of his lecture, amidst the over 200 listening Hindu members of the Kobe Indian community. We jump up and begin loudly chanting Hare Krishna. We bang our kartals and we dance, and Swami Kaivalya looks around and without much ado, he makes pranams. He says, Dhanyavad, thank you. And he sits down. Mr. Mahesh stands up. He looks at Swami Kaivalya, looks at the devotees and at Prabhupada, and he walks off. So Prabhupada, after the kirtan was over, Prabhupada got off the Vyasasan and he left back to his apartment. And a few of us stayed around to try to distribute some books. And not very many people were interested in the small books that we had in English. So scene 4 is Prabhupada's room in the apartment. Prabhupada is sitting on the floor behind a low desk in a dimly lit room. He's peacefully sipping hot milk, and Banu is attending him. Prabhupada says, have the others come yet? Banu says, no, Prabhupada, they stayed after the kirtan to distribute your books. Prabhupada, that's good. Would you like some more milk? Banu asks. No, this is sufficient. What does that sound? See if Sudama and Burijan have come. So Banu leaves and comes back after a few seconds. Yes, they've just arrived. And they say, Mr. Mahesh has come with them. We come in and offer our obeisances. Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, so the people appreciated our program. Did they take books? I say, some bought books, Prabhupada, but most really couldn't at all understand what happened. And Sudama says, and to tell you the truth, Prabhupada, neither did we. The Mayavad spoke in Hindi, so we couldn't understand anything he was saying. You let him speak for 30 minutes and then suddenly you stopped him. What happened? I say, we just wanted to come to see you as fast as we could, Sudama. We ran up the 3 flights of stairs. And in fact, what I do remember is we did run up those stairs. We just wanted to find out what was going on. So we ran up and we saw Prabhupada just sitting so peacefully in this dimly lit room, sipping milk, sitting behind his low desk, looking very pleased with himself. So Mr. Mahesh enters. Swamiji, so many people could not understand why you have done that. Prabhupada, he laughs. My Guru Maharaj used to describe his preaching style as a chopping technique. Prabhupada chops his right hand a few times into the open palm of his left. I have also adopted it, he laughs. These Mayavadis think of themselves as Vedantists. Danta means teeth and V means no. So in front of the Vaishnava Acharyas, all their big, big arguments have got no teeth. Just like they say we are all God, but have forgotten. God has forgotten? How is that? How forgetfulness has covered God. That means forgetfulness is greater than God. No sane man will accept this. Sudama says, Jai Prabhupada. Prabhupada continues. So we should not tolerate their toothless arguments. This Mayavad philosophy is just atheism. We are all God. Nonsense. They're actually saying there is no God. Mr. Mahesh, no. They are saying that truth is one. There are many paths and one truth. Prabhupada, just atheism. It has spoiled the world. Just see. People have given up worshiping God. They are practically not humans. They are killing cows. They are killing their own children in the womb. And they call this advancement of civilization. They are condemned. They are thinking as soon as the body dies, everything is finished. So let me enjoy now. But this is ignorance. They will not die. Dehenosmin yata dehe. They will live. Nahanyate hanyamane sherire. They will live for so many lifetimes and suffer birth after birth if we do not help them. So you have made yourself a successful businessman. Do you think this Mayavad philosophy is good business? What do you think, Mr. Mahesh? I think everything in our Hindu religion is one of tolerance to other paths. All religions bring us nearer to God. Prabhupada gets very serious, and the corners of his mouth seem to extend down almost to the edges of his chin. They are misguiding people away from Krishna. Mr. Mahesh, they are trying, Prabhupada, trying to make everyone forget Krishna. Not to Krishna, they say. Do not surrender to Krishna. Surrender to the unborn, unmanifest within Krishna. They don't know Krishna is absolute. He is the same in and out. They don't know, and still they speak. That means they are cheaters. Mr. Mahesh, so many opinions about truth are there. Yes, opinions. But from Shastra, no one can avoid accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is insanity to avoid. All the Vedic literature, Rig Veda says, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Upanishads Puranas Gita, they all say, Krishna's form, his activities, everything is eternal. Mr. Mahesh, why just Krishna? Prabhupada, why not Krishna? Shastra says, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Shastra says, so we are also saying, Mr. Mahesh, but Swamiji, Shastra also says God is everything. Prabhupada, oh, God is everything. If God is everywhere, if God is everything, why don't you worship Krishna? Simply envy, that's all. Worship everything, but not Krishna. Don't worship Krishna's form. Don't hear of his activities. No face, no eyes. Practically, you want to mutilate Krishna. This is Mayavad philosophy. Mr. Mahesh, form is there, but one can't go beyond to see. No, Prabhupada says. There is no beyond Krishna. Krishna says, Aham Savasya Prabhavo. I am the source of everything. Matak Smatir. Mata parataram nanyat, no beyond Krishna. We accept Krishna's words. We don't tolerate this Mayavad nonsense. We are right. Everyone who disagrees with Krishna is wrong. Mr. Mahesh, he gets up and starts walking out. I think my apartment is not suitable for you, for your Hare Krishna temple. It has too many stories for walking up. Local people will not come. Mr. Mahesh leaves. So much for our Kobe temple, Sudama says. Prabhupada, never mind. One day he will appreciate how we have chastised him for his rascaldom. Actually, he is simply attached to his apartment house. He can become a mouse in his next life in the fear if he is so attached. And Prabhupada laughs and makes his chopping gesture. Okay, we'll stop here. And then The next part will be the ending. Okay, Hare Krishna.